Hello, this is Mace Hara for the Mastering Medical Sales Podcast. I frequently hear from sales representatives who have a hang-up about their age. No, it's not the ones who are on the gray side of the scale. It's the young ones. And it takes me back to when President Ronald Reagan, back when he was running against Jimmy Carter, the age issue came up. And they said, Governor Reagan, how are you going to defend yourself against the age issue? And Ronald Reagan handled this beautifully. He said, you know, I'm really not worried about the age issue. In fact, I'm not going to make a big deal out of my challenger's youth and inexperience. Most of the sales representatives I hear from, that is their biggest concern when they're starting out. If they're on the young side of the age curve, they're concerned about how their customers are going to perceive them from the standpoint of youth and inexperience. So how do you get around that? It's amazing how many emails and messages I get asking me to help them work through this problem. Well, here's the first thing. You have to understand and acknowledge that you are going to be judged by how you look, how you act, your overall general appearance, and your persona. So you need to overcome it quickly. If you're young, if you're young looking, if you haven't been in the industry for a long time, as soon as possible, you have to overcome this perception in the eyes of your customer. First of all, don't get hung up on it. If you're focused about your youth and inexperience, then you're going to walk into your customers acting like you're young and acting like you're inexperienced. What you want to do is to be able to present right off the bat, immediately and every time, an air and behavior that suggests nothing but professionalism. Again, it's how you look, how you act, what you say, and everything you do. Let me give you an example of how this works in a different industry, the airline industry. One time I was invited to speak to a new group of pilots at an airline that flew only twin-engine turboprop airlines. These were 19-seat airplanes. And the CEO of the company got up to address his new group of pilots, and he said, I'm going to be honest with you. You have to be professionals every moment of every day because you don't have the luxury of ever looking unprofessional for a moment. And here's why. We're flying turboprop aircraft. We're not flying jets. And many of our passengers are already uncomfortable with flying, period. So when they see propellers on aircraft, they're already more scared than they would be if they were getting on a jet. What can make the difference? You, the pilot. You always have to look professional. You always have to be wearing your uniform, your tie, your hat. You don't have the luxury of ever letting your guard down for even a minute because the passengers will notice it and they will become frightened. So it is incumbent upon you to be professionals all the time. When I heard the CEO give this speech, I said, wow, this applies so much to the medical device world, the pharmaceutical world. So how do you bypass the perception of youth and inexperience? Well, first of all, heed the advice that the CEO gave to his new group of pilots. You always have to be professional 100% of the time. And the way you do this is to focus on business, specifically solving the customer's problems. Don't walk in there looking like a school kid, giggling and saying, well, I don't know about this or I don't know about that. Focus on what you know, but mostly focus on solving the customer's problems. Ask good questions that demonstrate a good base of knowledge, plus a willingness to learn. Doctors and other clinicians don't expect you to know everything. In fact, even if you did know everything, you will get much further with them by not acting like you do. Ask good questions, questions that stem from a good base of knowledge, which shows that you've done your homework. Also, when you're speaking to customers, speak from a place of experience by using relevant industry stories. For example, you can learn from your fellow sales associates about what other customers are doing, how they're using your product or service to solve problems in their practices. Share those stories with customers. Of course, you want to be very careful not to use the names of those customers or institutions unless you have their permission. If asked about your previous experience, you want to be honest. Don't make stuff up. We call that MSU. There's so many sales reps out there who are practicing MSU, making stuff up. Always be honest, but you get to choose what you focus on. So focus on that experience which is in your past, which you can relate to what you're doing now, what you're selling, or whatever services you offer to solve the customer's and the patient's problem. The bottom line is, be prepared every single time. Don't ever go in and put yourself in front of a customer and try to wing it, because if you don't have the experience that your competition has, all you're going to do is make your competition look better, and that is not what you want to do. The best way to win sales in the world of medicine is to have a better solution than your competition and to be able to present it as a better solution, but it's much harder than it sounds. One of the hardest things for a medical sales representative to do is to be able to articulate the right response that is complete and on target every time. I have just added a new service to SalesPilot Medical Sales Performance that drastically shortens the learning curve by providing sales representatives with the ability to use a new computer technology to practice and perfect their sales message while documenting the practice sessions and scoring the results. This tool has produced such amazing outcomes that several medical companies have made it a standard part of all sales and product training. It's producing better sales results in less time, and it has been validated by a major university study. So if you are serious about a measurable increase in sales performance like never before, please call me so I can tell you how it works, why it works, and which companies have exceeded their sales projections by a large margin. You can reach me at 561-333-8080. Again, 561-333-8080. There has never been a tool like this in the sales world, and companies that don't have it will not be able to compete against those companies that do. Give me a call, and I will tell you all about it. In the meantime, as you go through your medical sales career, don't forget the main reason why you do what you do. Ultimately, why do you want to win? Because your product or service is the right thing for the patient. Ladies and gentlemen, the patient always comes first. Go out and make a difference today. For the Mastering Medical Sales Podcast, I'm Mace Haroff.